Well, as our past lessons we've been sharing about how to be positioned or positioned to receive healing. And we've shared before some examples that position can be, in the English language I'm using this, just position can mean a location where we're positioned physically. And it also can mean your thinking. It can mean your opinion. You know, this is, you know how people say, this is my opinion. Well, they're giving you their position now, you know, what they think. And so what we're talking about here is how to be positioned properly to receive healing from God. We're talking about getting your mind renewed so that Romans 12:2, be not, what, conformed to this world. You know what that means? Don't think sickness and disease. Don't think poverty. Get your mind renewed so that you can do what? Prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So that must mean that God's perfect will is for us to be healthy and whole. And we know that from Proverbs 4. So, and other scriptures that we're going to point out. So the Word of God, you know, when we get our minds renewed, what is the Word of God? It is God speaking to me. It is really God's will expressed in His Word. So if we want to know what God is thinking, go in His Word. Jesus was what? A revelation of God. He was a man of, it said, God in Christ. So Jesus was God in the flesh. But He didn't operate in this earth realm as God. He operated as a man anointed by the Holy Ghost. So if you look at Jesus, did He do any miracles? Did He do anything spectacular before the age of 30? No. But what happened when He was baptized in the River Jordan, right? The Holy Ghost came upon Him. And we can read from Acts 10:38 how God did what? Anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing what? Doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Well, who else is also? We are His representatives. We are His ambassador. Jesus was an ambassador, really. He was an ambassador for God. Who are we? We're ambassadors for Him. And what? We're anointed by the Holy Ghost, yes. Yes. Who've been given a commission to go preach the gospel, make disciples of all men, and to do what? Lay hands on the sick, cast out devils. So we've been given a commission, just like Jesus was given a commission. We've been given anointed to share the good news of the gospel, set men and women free from bondage. So Jesus, through His ministry, He revealed the will of God, didn't He? He revealed the will of God. He said, well, show us the Father. What did He say? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He was the Father revealed. God's will was revealed through Jesus. So it's important that when we look at all of the things that Jesus did, we can say what? Hebrews 13:8, He said, Jesus Christ, what? The same yesterday, today, and forever. If He healed back then, He heals today. Amen. If He set and delivered people free back then, He's doing it today. Hallelujah. And we need to have that mind. That's when you get your mind renewed. Stop looking at what's going on. Stop looking at what's happening to my body. If something's going on, if you need to get checked up, get checked up. But when you do that, I can tell you, ask God for wisdom to know how to handle this. What am I supposed to do here? Because the doctors will have you going all over the place. And some who have lived through that say amen. Amen. Because sometimes they're doing the best they can. I'm not knocking doctors. Trust me, we thank God for doctors. But doctors without wisdom are doing, they're just doing the best they can. And you need to get wisdom so that God can say, yeah, do that, or no, don't do that. Get another opinion. See? So we need to be conscious of that. Now let's look quickly. We're going to look at Hebrews 11:6 and just look at a few of these scriptures that we did. Hebrews 11:6 in the King James, it says what? But without faith, it is impossible, or you could say not possible, to please him, for he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that you could say, believe that he's what? He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, I just want to look at the Message translation of just verse 6. And I believe this will help. I believe they have that. But it says, it's impossible to please God apart from faith. Now, what else does it say? It says, and why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that, I like this, and he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. He cares. And he cares enough to respond, but we have to believe that he is my healer and that he's responding upon my approach. When I approach him to receive, he responds. And I receive. What do I receive? Virtue, healing power from him. So we've got to believe, and it has to be in the same level of faith. We can't have faith that he is my healer, but I'm not sure if he'll respond. No, you've got to be, that's what it says. It says, anyone who wants to approach God must believe both. That means you got to have confidence in both places. You can't just have confidence that he's your healer, but your confidence level that he'll respond, I hope he does. No. You have to be convinced that he will. Now, that's what Mark 11:24 says. Let's look at that in the King James. Mark 11:24 taught Jesus talking about faith. Have the faith of God. It says, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire. That could be healing. Could be wisdom. It says, what things soever you desire, what? When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. This is Jesus speaking about faith. That when you approach him and believe that you receive from him, when you pray, what does it say? You might? No, it says you shall have them, or it. You'll have it. As they say down there, you'll get it. Right? You'll get it. Or in some of the other translations, I like this. This is the Weiss translation. It says, be believing that you've received them, and they shall be yours. Hallelujah. Now, I want to make 4 points today on this subject that we're talking about. And we've covered some lessons, so be good to go back and review them, that it is God's will to heal. So you've got to be settled on that, that it's his will. So these four points that I'm going to make today, and we'll look at them. God is willing to heal all. This is point number one. God is willing to heal all. Point number two, as we've been sharing, and all of these are lessons that we've shared. This first lesson, God's will to heal all, was the first lesson. And this past lesson we did was God is a generous, liberal giver. This is number two. He's a rewarder. He's a generous giver. That's point two. Point three is one method that God uses to heal is the laying on of hands. It was the primary way in Jesus' ministry that he healed. And we'll look at briefly some scriptures, but all throughout Capernaum, Bethsaida, those were the majority of his works that he did. The mighty works were done in and around those areas. And how did primarily? It was through the laying on of hands. And point number four is that when we approach God, what is given us, and that's what the point of today's lesson is, that God gives healing power to the sick. So what God gives us when we pray or hands are laid upon us is healing power. So it is God's will. Point number one, God's will is to heal all. Point number two, God is a generous giver. He's a liberal giver. That's what we read in James chapter 1, verse 5. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. There's one translation that says he doesn't have a second thought. Oh, I like that. And one of these translations, I forget, I think it was the Holman translation or whatever, it said, and he does it without a second thought. Amen. You don't even think twice. Give it to him. Amen. I like that. And then this other point was the primary way that Jesus ministered or we receive healing is through prayer or the laying on of hands. That's the primary way. And again, we know that 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit. So yes, we can receive through that also. But the primary way is through the laying on of hands or through prayer. And what is given to us when we pray or hands are laid upon us, point number four, healing power. So we're going to look at these. So point number one, again, Jesus did what? He bought, through redemption, we have salvation and healing. And who was redemption? John 3:16, how God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his only begotten son. So we can see through the scripture that healing is for the world. It's for all. Not for some. It's for everybody. Who does what? Who believes? It was paid for everybody. It's available for everyone. But if you don't come asking for it and believing to receive it, you won't receive. So it's available for everyone, just like wisdom is available. But if you don't ask of God believing, then you don't partake, you don't receive. And we know from Isaiah 53, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. This is talking about Jesus. Matthew 8:17. What does it say? Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Some other translations indicate that he took our sickness or removed it or carried it away. John 3:14-15. It says, and Moses did what? He lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Hallelujah. He was a sin offering. That, and then what is verse 15? That whosoever does what? Believeth in him should not perish. You got to believe. It says, should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then again, we know from Galatians 3:13, Christ did what? He's redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For cursed is everyone that does what? Hangeth on a tree. In 1 Peter 2:24, what does that say? It says, who his own self did what? Bear our sins in his own body on the tree. That we being dead to sin should what? Should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. I'm not going to be healed. I was healed. Hallelujah. So we see from the scripture that God is willing to heal all. That's our point number one. You can go back and listen to those messages. And then God is a generous giver. We just covered this, Hebrews 11:6. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's a generous, and actually, if you read it in some of the other translations, James 1:5, does it say? It says, any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth what? To all men, liberally. The New International says, who gives generously. Same thing. I like this in the New Living Translation. It says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God. He's generous. And he will give generously. I like that. Not just, you know how some people do, here's a little morsel. Enjoy that. No, he said he gives liberally. Generously. You know, how many like a generous portion of whatever you like? Yeah, somebody goes, oh, here's a little spoonful for you, enjoy it. No, we all like a generous portion. This is what God is, it's what he's saying, right? He said he gives generously or liberally to all men. Hallelujah. And this is what our faith has to be in, that we're convinced that God wants me well and that he's liberal with that, with his wisdom to show me how I can be. Hallelujah. And then the next, when we look at God, you know, the primary method. And when we look at Mark 8:22, and this example here, just a few of these examples, Mark 8:22, it says, he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring what? They brought a blind man unto him, and he besought him, meaning him, Jesus, to touch the blind man. And he says, and he, this would be Jesus, took the blind man by the hand, and he did what? He led him out of the town, and when he had spit on his eyes, he put his hands upon him, and he asked him if he saw aught, if he saw anything. And he looked up, and the man said, I see men as trees walking. And then after he put his hands again upon his eyes, see here he's laying his hands upon him. And what? It says, and he made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. But I like, see, this is what's interesting. When we talk about why people don't receive, just look at this. He said, and he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town. That's kind of strange, isn't it? Not really. Just, you have your Bibles there. Look at Matthew chapter 11. We'll just look real quick here. Matthew chapter 11, and look at verse 20 through 24. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 20 through 24. Look what verse 20 says. It says, then he, Jesus, he began to do what? Upbraid or denounce the cities wherein what? Most of his mighty works were done because they repented not. They didn't receive him. And he goes on to talk about what? Chorazin and what else? Bethsaida. This is why he led the man out. They weren't going to receive that miracle of that blind man. They weren't going to receive it. And that's what he said. Don't go back in the city and don't even tell anyone in the city. That's kind of hard, but they didn't receive him, you see. But we do. We do. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4 and verse 40. Here's another incident here of Jesus laying hands upon the sick. Luke chapter 4 and verse 40. And it says, now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with what? Divers diseases brought them unto him. Why would they do that? Because they believed that he was the healer, that he would heal them. And he did what? He laid his hands on every one of them and what?
He healed.
And healed them. Everyone. So healings for all. And just last, you know, we have the Great Commission, Mark 16. We're commissioned to do what? To go into all the world, preach the gospel, make disciples of all men, and do what? Lay hands upon the sick. This is who gave that Great Commission before he ascended to heaven? Jesus did. So it must have been important. It was important in his ministry. It was the primary way that people were healed. Hallelujah. So now let's kind of land on where we're going today, and let's look at Acts 10:38, and we're going to look at what is given us when we pray or hands are laid upon us, what is given to us in Acts 10:38, how God did what? Anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were what? Oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So the question becomes, if power was given when the sick came, what do you think we would receive today when we come? If your body's sick, what do you think you would receive from God when you came for healing? Healing power. So when we pray, and we get in agreement, you're praying Matthew 18:19 or Mark 11:24, or hands are laid upon you, we receive the instant we pray, the instant hands are laid upon you, what are you receiving at that point? Are you receiving a manifestation of healing, or are you receiving healing power? Healing power that drives sickness and disease out of your body. It begins to work in your body. So when we pray, if it's according to Mark 11:24, what things soever you desire, what? When you pray, this is faith now. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So our confession of faith is not based on what we see or feel. It's based on what? What we believe. We believe what? That God is my healer and that he is giving me, rewarding me with his power. Amen. Healing power.
Yes. Yes.
And how do we know that? I mean, just think about some of these things. That's why I like to, you know, when you meditate on this more and more, 1 John 5:14-15, what does it say? And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, well, we just got done reading his will concerning healing. It's his will. So if I ask anything according to his will, he does what? He hears me. And if I know that he hears me, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we've desired of him. So what do? I come and I ask for wisdom. I'm asking for the healing power of God. I believe that I receive healing to effect and cure that which Satan has wrought in my body. What did the woman with the issue of blood? Let's take a look at that account. And when we start talking about this, the question we have to ask is this. Did she come looking for a healing manifestation? No. How do we know that? Because let's look at verse 28 of Mark 5. Mark 5 and verse 28, it says, "For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be healed." That's what she came looking for. What did she come looking for? To be healed. And of course, you know the other translations, it said, she kept saying. So the other question becomes, she came to be healed. What did she receive? Right, but let's look at the scripture. What did she receive when she came? Look at verse 30. Let's look at verse 30. It says, "And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that what? Virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes?" She came to be made whole, and the instant she touched him, what happened? She was given virtue or power. The instant she touched him, virtue flowed out, power flowed out of him. What kind of power went out of Jesus? Well, it must have been healing power because she got healed. So think about this. Before healing manifestations are possible, the healing power of God must be received. It must be administered and believed that it was received. So before a manifestation can take place, this is why it gets out of balance. People are coming up, "I sure hope I get something." You might as well turn around and go back and sit down, because you will not receive that way, hoping you'll get something. She came expecting to receive based on what? What she had heard about Jesus. What does that mean? Jesus was a revelation of the will of God. He was God in him, in flesh. So we see from the scripture, she came with confidence because she said, if I just but touch the hem of his garment. What was the primary way people were touching him? He was laying hands upon the sick. All those that touched him were made whole. So she heard that. She said, if I just touch his garment, I'm getting something. I'm going to be made whole. So she came, what? Believing that she would get something. And what? Once virtue was released, she believed she received it. This is Mark 11:24. She didn't come looking for a manifestation. I hope I get something. This is what gets people sometimes, puts them in a position not to receive from God, because they come up not really sure. You know, they get stirred, and maybe they're stirred at that point to receive, but then the minute they leave, this is why Brother Hagin kept saying, what is the switch of faith? He'd say, keep the switch of faith turned on. The switch of faith is believing that healing power was received and that what? It's working in me. And you've got to keep that active based on your faith that you received it and it's working in my body, whether I feel it or not. I believe because the instant that hands were laid upon me, the instant I prayed Mark 11:24, I could do that myself. And the instant I prayed that, I believe that I received the healing power of God. And what? I received it, and it's working in me. Amen. To correct or affect sickness and disease in my body. So when we look at Mark 11:24, when we pray, there, just think about this. The fact that Jesus tells us to believe that we receive when we pray lets us know that we don't receive an instant healing. You've got to believe something before you receive it. Does everybody understand that? So whatever length of time, it says this indicates that there's going to be a period of time, whether it's 5 minutes or 5 days or 5 years, whatever that period of time is, there's a period of time between the time we pray and the time it manifests. So when you come for prayer, when you come to have hands laid upon you, you're coming believing to receive power, healing power. And when you receive it, you say, I've got that. And now it's working in my body. That's faith. That's faith not only to receive, but that it's now inside me. It's working in me. It's been released. It's been, you know how they say you go to the doctor, you know, you get a shot, you did what? You received something. And now it was administered. It's what? It's working in you. Amen. So let's take another look, one real quick look here. Let's look at Luke chapter 6 and verse 17, 18, and 19. This is the sick being healed by the power that flowed out of Jesus. Luke chapter 6. We'll look real quick here so we can finish up. Verse 17, and he came down with them and stood in the plain. He came down from the mountain. And it said here, he came down, stood in the plain or a level place, and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were what? Vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to do what? Touch him, just like the woman with the issue of blood. For there went virtue or power out of him and healed them all. What power went out of them? Must have been healing power. Because it healed them all. Let's look at one last scripture here. Luke 5:17. It says, and it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by. And there came out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And what? The power of the Lord was what? Present to heal. And then, of course, you know the rest of the story. The man with palsy was let down through the roof. And what happened? At the end of that, he said, I say, arise, take up thy couch and go into thine house. He came, he saw, of course, in you, verse 20, it said, and when he saw their faith. So they were coming in faith. What did he receive? He received healing power. Why? Because it was present there to heal. And there's no other account or indication that anybody else was healed. But yet it was there, present to heal them. Them who? All those that were there. But there was one that came, and he said he saw their faith, not only just the man with palsy, but the four that let him down. Glory to God. So the instant we pray or hands are laid upon us, we can begin to do what? Thank God for the healing power that was what? Administered or received in our bodies. Now what are we doing? We're acting based on faith and not what we see or feel. We need to talk healing. You need to talk wellness. You don't talk sickness. Don't talk your problem. Talk like God is inside me. Talk like the healing power is in there working. Don't talk about what you see and feel. It doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, but don't give it all don't elevate it to the place that you want to elevate it to. If you're going to say anything, somebody say something, you say, yeah, I understand that, but God's working in me. His healing power is working in me, driving out this condition. Everybody understand? So talk health, talk healing, talk prosperity. Talk like the greater ones in you. Why? Because death is defeated. Sickness is defeated. Death and life, Proverbs 18:21. Let's think about that as we close. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall do what? Eat the fruit thereof. So love life, love health, speak health. It doesn't mean that there's not some conditions going on in your body, but when you pray, you believe to receive the healing power of God, and it's what? Working in me. It's working in me, affecting a healing and a cure. And if you need wisdom, what does it say? If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it also goes on. It says, but if you're going to do that, let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. You know, That word wavering, it means to contend or to dispute. It does not mean vacillating between two opinions. So it says no wavering. That means no disputing. That means I believe you, Lord. I believe I received the healing power of God. I believe it's working in me. That's not disputing his will. That's not disputing his word or questioning it. I wonder if he's working in me or not. No, he is working in me. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your healing power is working in us. We receive it by faith. We believe that it is working in us in the name of Jesus. Now, you know, again, I'm not going to take time today, but if you believe to receive, just reach out by faith. You know, if you need to make corrections where you see through the Word of God that maybe you haven't been operating in confidence in this area, make that correction. Reach out and say, Lord, I do believe. I receive it now. I receive it. What things soever you desire when you pray, this is faith now. When you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have it. I believe to receive the healing virtue of God. And my body is healed. And the power of God's effecting a healing and a cure in my body. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. But just before we dismiss here, let's affirm our belief. If you're here, you're watching online, that you've never affirmed that. What do I mean by that? You've never affirmed in your life or confessed and believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth that what? Jesus is the Savior. He's your Savior. And that what? That God raised him from the dead. Well, let's make that affirmation. Father God, I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Savior. And I receive him now as my Savior. I ask you, Jesus, to cleanse me with your blood. I believe that God raised you from the dead. And now I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord. If you just said that simple prayer, that secures or positions you that the minute, if Jesus tarries, the minute you leave this body, you'll be present with the Lord. Scripture says you received eternal life. Glory to God. So if you did that, let us know. If you did that online, you're watching online, let us know. Give us a shout out. Here there's information as to how you can let us know. And we'll get some information to you. Praise God.